This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. The government is leaving no stone unturned to ensure foolproof functioning of essential systems and services in the country. Steps are being taken by various ministries and departments for national preparedness and interministerial coordination in the light of recent developments concerning national security. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today held a review meeting with senior officers of his ministry on health infrastructure and preparedness. A similar kind of meeting is going to be chaired by Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman to review the cybersecurity preparedness of banks and financial institutions this evening. Public sector banks have informed that the ATMs, cash deposit and withdrawal machines and all digital services are fully operational and are available for public use. The banks have asked customers not to rely on unverified information. On the other hand, Indian Oil Corporation has assured that there are ample fuel stocks across the country and its supply lines are operating smoothly. It has also urged people to avoid panic buying and unnecessary rush to ensure uninterrupted fuel access for all. Meanwhile, the Directorate of Civil Defense will be testing air raid sirens installed at ITO in the national capital of this afternoon. It will be carried out for a period of 15 to 20 minutes and the general public has been advised to stay calm and not to panic during the exercise. The Indian Armed Forces thwarted all attempts by Pakistan to target northern and western cities using drones and missiles last night. According to the Headquarters Integrated Defense Staff, Pakistan also attempted to target military stations in Jammu, Pathankot and Udhampur and locations near the international border. However, the Indian Armed Forces successfully neutralized the attack. No loss of life has been reported. 8 missiles from Pakistan were directed at Satwari, Samba, Arispura and Arnia of Jammu and Kashmir. These missiles were intercepted and blocked by Air Defense Unit. The Central has urged government-empowered Chief of the Army Staff to call out every officer and personnel of the Territorial Army to provide for essential guard for supporting and supplementing the regular army. The powers were given to Army Chief under Territorial Army Rule 1948. In a Gazette notification, the Ministry of Defense embodied 14 infantry battalions out of the existing 32 infantry battalions of Territorial Army in the areas of Southern Command, Eastern Command, Western Command, Central Command, Northern Command, Southwestern Command, Andaman and Nicobar Command, and Army Training Command. This order will remain in force for 3 years till the 29th of February 2028. The government has asked all media channels, digital platforms, and individuals to refrain from live coverage or real-time reporting of defense operations and movement of security forces. In a social media post, the Defense Ministry, while citing Information and Broadcasting Ministry's earlier circulars, said that disclosure of such sensitive and source-based information may jeopardize operational effectiveness and endanger lives. The ministry cited some past incidents, including Kargil War 26/11 attacks and the Kandahar hijacking, underscoring the risk of premature reporting. In Punjab, in view of the prevailing situation, the state government has convened a cabinet meeting to review hospital and fire station readiness, station ration stocks and other emergency services today. It has also been decided to deploy some ministers to the 6 border districts to deal with any upcoming situation. Meanwhile, the prepare for emergency response system leaves of all the IAS, PCS administrative officers have been cancelled and they have been instructed not to leave their stations. A control room has been set up for the general public in Chandigarh. In the wake of the prevailing situation, Indian Railways are running special trains from Jammu and Udhampur towards New Delhi. The train 04612 having 12 unreserved and 12 reserve coaches was scheduled to 10:45 a.m. from Jammu. Another 20 coach Vande Bharat will run at 12:45 p.m. from Udhampur via Jammu and Pathankot, while another fully reserved special train has been planned from Jammu at 7 p.m. That's all the news bulletin. Namaskar.